Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for August 12, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released a 2019 land value survey that showed land values nationwide are on the rise. However, the American Farm Bureau Federation says that's not entirely the case. Farm Bureau notes in its own market intel analysis that land values from farm rents have gone down in the opposite direction in certain parts of the country. Farm Bureau Chief Economist John Newton says many areas with the declining agricultural land values and cash rents over the past half decade were found in the Midwest, where a prolonged downturn in crop and livestock prices have reduced net cash income. Newton says around the rest of the country, agricultural land values were the highest in states near urban areas such as Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and California. On Friday, President Trump talked to reporters and gave an update on the U.S.-China negotiations, and he said the U.S. is not ready for a deal with China.
We're talking to China. We're not ready to make a deal, but we'll see what happens. But, you know, we've been hurt by China for 25, 30 years. Nobody's done anything about it. And we have no choice but to do what we're doing. It's working out very well, as you know. We called them on manipulation, and they brought their numbers back. And they brought them back rapidly, and they were able to do that because they manipulate. But that's all. It's called monetary manipulation.
And over the weekend, a very strong article against President Donald Trump and his U.S.-China trade negotiations came out on CNBC.com. In the article, a couple of North Dakota farmers had some strong words against the president and the negotiations. The article says U.S. farmers lost one of their biggest customers last week after China officially canceled all purchases of U.S. agricultural products, a retaliatory move following President Donald Trump's pledge to slap 10% tariffs on $300 billion of Chinese imports. Bob Kylan, who has farmed for 35 years in the state of North Dakota, was quoted in the article saying, "It's really, really getting bad out here. Trump is ruining our markets. No one is buying our product no more. And we have no markets no more." Kylan, who farms roughly 1,500 acres of wheat and sunflowers, lost $70 per acre this year, despite growing good crops. Kylan says the government subsidies only covered about $15 per acre. He said there's no incentive to keep farming except that I've invested everything I have in farming, and it's hard to walk away. Mark Watney of the North Dakota Farmers Union was also quoted in the CNBC article as saying, "It's killing us." Watney said he lost about $3 per bushel of soybeans he planted this year. Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, said China's exit is a body blow to thousands of farmers and ranchers who are already struggling to get by. For more ag news anytime, you can go to our website, agcentralnetwork.com. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.